Last week, I listened to a good example of how all the good-hearted, unlearning various isms are ideologies of class, i.e. unconsciously reinforce our allegiance to power. Because if we don't have each other's backs via our allegiance to life itself, all we have is power. The discussion was the terrible education black children are subjected to, and we are treated more harshly by the system. No doubt, some of us even drop out. But really, what do you suppose hierarchy means? So this is hardly surprising, but a far more useful, or perhaps the only useful, tact for those of us who comprise the 99.9999% to take is to tell the simple truth and link. To say that every single one of us is trained to be obedient, is trained to worship power. In Beginning Again, page 2021, I quoted Karl Popper, who said that in school we're mistaught about the history of mankind. What they mean and what the teachers have learned about in school is the history of political power. This is elevated into the history of the world, but this, I hold, is an offense against every decent conception of mankind. It's hardly better than to treat the history of embezzlement or of robbery or of poisoning as the history of mankind. For the history of power politics is nothing but the history of international crime and mass murder. This history is taught in schools, and some of the greatest criminals are extolled as its heroes. Unquote. For if we refuse to worship them, but rather align our purposes with life, how can they guide us to the purposes they define, confirm their destiny as princes, kings, their false sense of legitimacy? And as an aside, as we think about what hierarchy means, one thing it means when we're hearing that the FBI inexplicably misses the real quote-unquote terrorist, the one with resources, means, and is willing, that it's not the line guys who make those decisions, but others on high with higher ambitions, above and beyond what's stated in job descriptions. So we are told, we and the Chinese, to stoke our simultaneous, at each other looking, sense of obligation, service to the state, that moving faster to consume our grandmother earth, faster, 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 is our joint project. If East and West are locked in competition to own or control the globe, the attack upon the earth is normalized. And of course, North and South are urged to emulate an onward rush, conspicuous destruction in the name of growth, or by the master's lights, in the name of a proper hierarchical order. Power's conscious game with us is to tie us in a web of obligation. I think it would be really nice for your sister if you were there, she said. This is something I heard recently from a parent. And I replied, but maybe it wouldn't be really nice for him. But the Khan had already worked on him, and he set aside his own desires obediently. I believe that this game of powers to tie us in a web of obligation would not work if we parents refused the unpaid work for power of creating the mental frames for power to keep renewed and filled with fresh evidence every day that service is what we're here for. That's what a system based on force, on scarcity, on hierarchy, on necessity does, means. It binds us in a net of obligation, when what we really need as living things is a network of freedom based in mutually helping without force.